Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. For 25 years, Indiana's Safe Haven Law has given parents in crisis a safe and legal way to surrender a newborn without fear of arrest or prosecution. It remains one of the most compassionate tools our state offers to protect the most vulnerable infants and support families in crisis. Recently, the General Assembly joined state and community leaders at the State House to celebrate the law's impact and the importance of protecting Hoosier life. The Safe Haven Law was first passed in 2000 and has continued to evolve over the years. It was expanded in 2017 and 2018 to include baby boxes at designated hospitals and fire stations with 24/7 emergency medical service staffing. In 2021, it was expanded to allow EMS stations to install these life-saving devices. And this year, State Representative Dale Devon of Granger, chair of the House Family, Children, and Human Affairs Committee, authored a law to extend the age at which an infant can be safely surrendered from 30 to 60 days, giving families more time and flexibility during difficult circumstances.
All life is sacred, and we want to do everything we can to help these children live a full life and assist those who are in difficult situations. Everyone deserves an opportunity at finding a permanent, loving family and home.
Safe Haven baby boxes are climate-controlled incubators where an infant can be safely surrendered by opening a secure door and placing the baby inside. As soon as the door closes, emergency medical personnel are automatically alerted and the infant is immediately transported to a hospital for examination and any needed treatment. State Representative Joanna King of Middlebury says Indiana has nearly 150 Safe Haven baby boxes installed in fire stations and hospitals around the state, the most in the nation.
Indiana is leading the nation in putting innocent lives first. Our Safe Haven Law and dedicated community organizations are providing support to our most vulnerable, and it is saving lives. The legislation we drafted in Indiana has become the standard that is used throughout the United States for programs like this, and I'm grateful for its 25 years of impact.
Women who are pregnant and needing help can call or text the Safe Haven Crisis Hotline at 866-99-BABY1 or visit the website shbb.org. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.